Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone right now, we are honored to have the Guinness World Record holder for the largest collection of pizza boxes, Scott Wiener. Scott, are you still in Brooklyn?
I am still in Brooklyn, yeah.
Okay, so Scott Wiener from Brooklyn, you hold the record for pizza boxes, the largest collection. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, how many boxes do you have exactly?
Well, I've got about 1,532.
Oh, my God. Just the boxes?
Just the boxes.
How long have you been collecting these?
It's been about 10 years.
Wow. Have you eaten all of those pizzas?
You know, it's funny. I don't really eat a lot of takeout pizza.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The evidence says otherwise.
No, man. These things are all clean. There's only like 20 or so that have ever been used. People mail them to me from all over the world.
Oh.
They bring them to me from their vacations.
Oh.
I run a pizza tour business in New York, so I meet pizza people every day. So this is not like, it's not super weird.
Remind me at the end of the interview to get your number so we can do several pizza tours of New York. That sounds amazing.
I do it every day. Come join.
Okay, I'm going to ask you about that in a little bit. But really, let's get into the big question about your pizza box collection, and that is why. Why are you collecting pizza boxes?
Why? Well, you know, one of the reasons is I didn't think anybody else was collecting them. So I was like, what's the fastest way into that Guinness book? Got to collect something nobody cares about.
Right. And the most delicious way.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Listen, I'm totally pizza obsessed. I mean, that's my whole career is pizza tours. And I do lectures and I write about pizza. I do all this kind of stuff. And I got to learn everything I can about pizza. And pizza boxes touch most of the pizzas in this country. So by not learning about a pizza box, I'm neglecting it. So
yeah, that is.
The
that
more
is,
I learned, the yeah. more I collected.
That's very true. That's the integral part of the pizza experience for most people. If you're getting it to take out, the box, it's always coming in a box, right? They're not going to hand you a hot pie out of the oven. They're putting it in a box.
Yeah, you know? You and I both know that the box does influence the taste of the pizza. So you got to understand how that works, and you know it helps you enjoy the pizza even more than you already do.
You know, when you say you and I both know the box influences the taste of the pizza, I have to admit, I have no idea what you're talking about. How does that influence the taste of the pizza?
Are you kidding me? Come on. A pizza is a high humidity food product.
Oh, okay.
And when you trap that in a cardboard box that's mostly recycled paper, you're going to get some decomposure of the box, and you literally taste the paper in the pizza.
This is science.
Wow.
You tricked us into talking about science. How did that happen? Wow, that's amazing. Okay. Right. Well, who, in your opinion, I guess you, who has the best box for that kind of thing? The most taste-saving box, I guess you could say?
You know, it's funny. People are sort of racing each other to develop the better pizza box right now. There's a really good one from India that allows the steam to escape indirectly through vents in the box. I really like that.
Oh, my God.
There's one from Italy that's coated with a metallic lining on the inside. That thing's pretty cool. But honestly, there's like no box out there that really does it better than the others.
Okay.
Without being like crazy expensive.
Okay. What's the most exotic place like you have a box that someone had sent you or you've gotten?
You know, I've got a box from Antarctica.
Now, let me ask you about that, because I didn't think any businesses could be on Antarctica, because isn't there some kind of treaty, you know, or something?
You are correct about that. But the U.S. has the McMurdo Station, and the McMurdo Station is huge, and it has its own pizzeria,
yes!
And they bring in their own custom-printed pizza boxes.
America rules!
Listen, man, they have their own boxes, and they found out about me. They sent me two pizza boxes, a clean one and then one that they all autographed, like all these scientists. And it's my prized possession.
I didn't think a pizza box could be very cool, but that's pretty damn cool. That's pretty awesome. Wow, I wonder how the pizza tastes on Antarctica. You think the location influences the way the pizza's made? You know,
I mean, I hope you like cold pizza if you like.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. So you have, like you said, over 1,500 boxes, right?
Correct.
How much do you think your collection as a whole is worth?
Well, it's insured for $100,000.
What?
Whoa.
What? Pizza boxes?
What? Yeah, because you see, these are pizza boxes. Let me ask you, how many pizza boxes do you have?
I have two in my recycling right now.
Yeah. Precisely, because they're designed to be thrown in the garbage. And those are the items that become the most valuable over time. Things that nobody saves.
Yeah.
So pizza boxes that are clean and pressed and in my archive are actually way more valuable than the pile of garbage.
That's fascinating. This is very fascinating to me. When you go and you order a pizza, do you ask for an extra box if it's at a place that that you've never been before? And then do they say, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. If I see a really cool pizza box, I'll just ask for it. And then if they give me a little trouble, I'll just explain. I have a collection. It's in the Guinness Book of World Records. I'll show them an article about it, and then they usually are fine with it. Or pizza box manufacturers generally know me because I hang out at pizza trade shows and I go to their booths and check out the new technology and designs that they've got. So they sort of know me because I'm the only guy who collects pizza boxes. I wrote the only book about pizza box artwork.
Oh my God.
Like, it's a small world out here.
Wow.
Yeah, man, I wrote a book about it.
And you are king of that small world, sir. That's amazing.
You know what? A small kingdom is still a kingdom.
That's right. That's right.
Is there a rare pizza box you're trying to get your hands on, like a Princess Diana kind of like thing that you're trying, like,
Princess,
oh man,
Diana.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of something in another collection.
I get what you're going for, and yes, there are several. Like, I really love trademark infringement pizza boxes. So there's these Chinese boxes that are like Disney characters and Simpsons characters, and I love that stuff.
Wow, even in the world of pizza boxes, there's Chinese knockoff products. That's unbelievable, man. That's great. Well, listen, Scott Wiener, thank you so much for joining us. Scott holds the Guinness World Record for largest collection of pizza boxes. And just keep it going, man. That's fantastic. Oh, and so if I wanted to go on a pizza tour, you're talking New York City, right?
I'm talking New York City.
All right. So if I wanted to go on a pizza tour of New York City, how do I get in touch with you? Do you have like a website?
All my stuff is at, yeah, it's all at scottspizzatours.com.
We got to do that, Josh.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds amazing. My partner here, Josh Dolan, consumes an entire pizza before every show. It's unbelievable.
The only way to get through it.
That's right, man. You got it. All right, Scott, thank you so much for joining us, man. We appreciate it. And keep the box collection going.
Have a great weekend and happy Pizza Day on Sunday.
Yes.
National Pizza Day.
Yes. How are you enjoying National Pizza Day? What will you be eating? What's your go-to?
I'm just going to have a calzone.
Oh, come on! Actually, what is your favorite pizza? Like, what's your go-to? Like, do you get toppings? Are you plain, traditional?
Give me a straight-up cheese pizza. That's all I need for the rest of my life.
Mm. See, I'm a mushroom, sausage, peppers, and onions guy.
I'm a pep and cheese.
Wow.
Yeah, but I need the crust to be crunchy, so it's tough when you have so many toppings on it. You know, it's a challenge.
Yeah, listen, that's too much water on that. You got to pre-cook the veggies, you got to pre-cook the meats, and you got to degrease them. It's a lot of work.
God, I admire you so much for being like the pizza man. Your pizza knowledge is just beyond, and it's incredible. All right, Scott, thank you very much for joining us, man. We appreciate that.
Thanks, fellas. Have a good one.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.